the Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. Another good Saturday in store this weekend. We have some good racing at Newbury and a big day at Ripon as well. At Newbury we have the Group 3 Geoffrey Freer Stakes and the Group 2 Hungerford Stakes on their card. And at Ripon it's William Hill Great St Wilfrid Day. So plenty of great racing to look forward to on Saturday. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look into the action is jockey Tom Queeley, who's going to be doing a bit of globetrotting this weekend as well. Tom, you're over in Arlington. You'll be riding in the Beverley D Stakes.
Yes, that's right. Off to Arlington, so as I say, there's no rest for the wicked. So hopefully that pays some dividends and we'll reap some rewards over there across the Atlantic.
Okay, well, I suppose we should start with the Beverley D. We'll hear about your ride there because you're on board Gifted Girl, aren't you, for Paul Cole over there. What are your chances in the Beverley D?
That's right. She's very progressive. She's certainly going the right way. I suppose I would see Duntl as my main danger, but I'd be very surprised if Gifted Girl wasn't in the frame, and we're hoping, and I'd advise anyone to certainly back her each way and give each way back or something to shout about. And you'd never know, she's going the right way in such a hurry that she just might give all of them something to think about.
Okay, but on the domestic front, as I mentioned, we have Newbury and Ripon, two really good cards to look forward to on Saturday afternoon. And the first race we're going to look at there is the 205 at Newbury. This is the Denford Stud Stakes, which is a listed contest over 7 furlongs. It's registered as the Washington Singer Stakes. Somewhat ahead to the betting, it's the highest on official ratings. Good efforts in the Chesham and the Superlative Stakes at Newmarket last time. Who do you like for this, Tom? Is somewhat the rightful favourite?
Yeah, I suppose so. Rating him 102, as you said, he's contesting some quite nice races. But the one I'd fancy is actually Speedy Approach, absolutely dotted up with Doncaster, and as I said, he's a progressive type. He's well bred and in the right hands of Michael Bell, so he might just represent a little bit more value than somewhat. But as you said, somewhat could be quite difficult to beat.
Okay, Speedy Approach there, then on to the 240 at Newbury. This is the Group 3 Geoffrey Freer Stakes. This is over 1 mile and 5 furlongs, so we've got the stays in action. Aiken heads the betting, was highly progressive before his 301-day absence. If John Gosden has him ready for his reappearance, do you think he's the one to beat here, Tom? How do you see this going?
I think he's certainly the one to keep an eye on, and if he's in good heart and fit, well, then he is the pick of the bunch. The one I'd keep an eye on is actually Biographer, who's had the benefit of 2 runs already this season. David Lanigan's horse are in tremendous form. He's the mount of Ted Durkin and nicely drawn in 6, which doesn't really matter over this sort of trip anyway, but he's in good form. He's yet to win this year, but he was progressive last year as a 3-year-old, and I think we haven't seen the best of him yet, and we may see more of him as a 4-year-old, and he'd be one I'd keep an eye on.
Okay, the big race at Newbury on Saturday is the Group 2 Hungerford Stakes, and that's over 7 furlongs. And we have the South African Raider at the top of the betting, Soft Falling Rain. Boasts a whole host of ones next to his name, winning both South Africa and Dubai, and makes his British debut here. Do you think it'll be a winning British debut for Soft Falling Rain, Tom?
I do. I mean, when he won in Maidan, it was a tremendous performance, and it was entitled to get beaten, really, the way the race unfolded. Kasper Netter is sure to give him something to think about, but I wouldn't look beyond the Mike de Cochran. I think he'll be very hard to beat in what looks quite an interesting affair.
Okay, then up to Ripon we go then for a couple of races there. It's William Hill Great St Wilfrid Day there. So two big races to look forward to. We have the big race itself and the Silver Trophy, which is the consolation race. So we'll start in that one. That's at 2:50, and it's over the 6 furlong trip. Wide open, Tom. We've got 20 runners in this, and you could give a case to at least half of the field, couldn't you? Who'd you like for the Silver Trophy?
Yeah, this is anyone's race, and I can certainly I think draw will play its part. Name it what you like, makes obvious claims, as does Headspace, who just missed the the main race itself. It's on the basis of that, I'd actually pick Headspace for Ruth Carr, whose horses are in good form. James Sullivan is as good as anyone when he gets the right ammunition. And, it is competitive enough stuff. And as I said, the draw is going to play a huge part. Another one I keep an eye on, drawing high there, is Medhi for Dandy Nichols and Adrian. Marwan Kukash owns this one and is nicely weighted at 9'4" and would represent a little bit of each way value as well.
Okay, and the feature race at Ripon, the big race of the day there, is the 3:30. It's the William Hill Great St Wilfrid Handicap, also over the 6 furlong trip. And Baccarat is the market leader as we record this. He's one of three Richard Fahey runners in the field and the mount of Tony Hamilton. He's won three of his seven starts and was unlucky at York last time. He heads the betting, Tom. Do you think that's rightfully so?
Yes, as you said, the mount of Tony Hamilton. Richard is well represented in this, and he's one. As you said, he's won three of his seven starts to date, and could have just greased the judge last time at York. Was a little bit of trouble in running, but he's progressing fast and would certainly be the one to keep an eye on. On his day, Hoofed would be a lot better than this. Captain Ramius has an excellent record in these sort of big race or big field handicaps. Borderless Scott is back from the wilderness and he may be capable of better. Ron Harris's pair, Prodigality and Secret Witness, both of those ran at Goodwood and didn't run bad, so you could make a case for those. Another interesting one at 8-6 is Paralyzed for David Byrne. He's got quite a good record in these sort of races. David Byrne wouldn't run for the fun of it, and with a valuable three pound be taken off its back, Paralyzed could be the one at a slightly bigger price than some of the more fancy ones.
Okay, Paralyzed. Is that what you would you play Paralyzed each way then?
I would, yeah. I go with Paralyzed. As I said, David Byrne is very shrewd, stable, and they more often than not make the right calls.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much for talking to us. By the time this goes out, you'll be on a flight to Arlington, so good luck over there and enjoy Saturday's action.
Speak to you all soon. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.